The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning in to our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening live via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel applications on their Apple or Android devices. We do thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsor of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about Medicare health plans and why you should not wait to start planning your coverage even at age 64. So stay tuned to the show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, August the 9th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show is not live and has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the July-August issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 227 locations, the printed copy of The Best of Times magazine, you can always visit our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2025 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on The Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out a newsletter via e-blast over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. It provides them with links to read our current issue online, also to read our Silver Pages. Join the many thousands who are getting this particular newsletter free of charge to their email just by logging onto our website to subscribe free of charge by giving us your email address. Great news, our friends at Ernest Orleans has brought back the Best of Times special dinner on Thursdays from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Some great news, make plans to attend the largest senior expo in Northwest Louisiana. The 15th annual Senior Day Expo will take place on Thursday, October the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the beautiful and fabulous ballroom of Live Casino and Hotel located in Bossier City, Louisiana. Of course, there'll be free admission and free parking. There'll be lots of opportunities for you to learn about products and services, etc. There'll be lots of fun, entertainment, hundreds of giveaways, hundreds of door prizes, and many health screenings, as well as that you will be able to get your flu and pneumonia vaccines and other vaccines, and of course, valuable information from our over 120 exhibitors. So make plans to attend. It is again on Thursday, October the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Live Casino and Hotel in Bossier City, Louisiana. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Nick Carl, who is Vice President of People's Health, a Medicare Retirement Division of Louisiana, and he is going to discuss Medicare health plans, but also why you should not wait to determine your coverage. So thank you, Nick, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Gary, thanks for having me.
So we're going to talk about it intermittently, but I think one of the key items that I feel that seniors out there should do is not procrastinate, especially if they're 64. They should start learning a little bit about the Medicare health plans and Medicare coverage in their area. Is that true?
Yeah, that's definitely accurate. You know, I mean, when it comes to Medicare, not everyone knows what comes with it and what the requirements are, and there's a lot of differentiation and decisions that have to be made. So the more that you can do your homework and the more that you can ask others and ask for advice from family and friends, but also just experts and really using resources online and other places just to kind of educate yourself so that you know what the timelines are, what the options are, and we'll talk a little bit about this, I think, throughout the show. But it's not something to wait until you turn 65 and then start doing that. The earlier you do it and the more that you're educated and know really the ins and outs and what your options are, I think the better prepared you are to make a very informed decision and a decision that's best for you as an individual.
Well, Nick, I want you to emphasize, because I met this individual, this lady that relocated to Shreveport area, and she was from up north, and she's come here to retire and also to be with her grandchildren. And her comment was, she said, well, next year I'm going to be Medicare eligible, Gary, so I'm going to use I know about all the plans where I was from. And I said, ma'am, those plans may not be available in our state. You're going to have to do a little research. Isn't that true? They're not available. Every health plan is not she's talking about an HMO, I think. But, again, they're not available, and they're slightly different in every state. Isn't that true?
Yeah, not even every state, but every county or parish, right? So, I mean, in Louisiana, for example, People's Health is a Louisiana company that is only offered in the 64 parishes across Louisiana. So she may not be familiar with our plans and our benefits and what we're able to offer. So, yes, I mean, the Medicare options that you have differ from parish to parish and state to state. So it's definitely something you have to look into and educate yourself on what those options are and what those decisions. And even, to be honest with you, even within national companies that offer, you know, plans across multiple states, those benefits and plans differ and are by where you live. So just the what you had one place might not be what's best for you if you move, or maybe what your parent had in another state might not be best for what you have where you live. So again, the more educated you are and the more information you have will lead to the best decision for that individual.
And we'll talk about people that already have Medicare in those various states, up north or even west or south, or, you know, our surrounding 50 states. When they come to our we love it when they relocate to Louisiana, but they need to also consider updating their coverage, because the plan that they may have may not be available in our particular state. Isn't that true as well?
That's exactly right. And in fact, you have when you move. So just to kind of take it a step back here, if you will, kind of the key is when you first age into Medicare and you become eligible and you enroll in the Medicare system, you have what's called kind of the initial enrollment period, where you can enroll 3 months prior to your 65th birthday, the month of, and 3 months following. So you kind of have this 7-month window to make your initial election. After that, then you have kind of an annual election that comes October 15th through December 7th, which would make, you know, you can change for a January 1st effective date. But if you move, like your example you just presented, you have what's called a special election period where you can change your coverage. And when you change your address with Social Security, you're required to change your benefits, right? Because you're no longer eligible. One of the rules is you have to live in the plan service area. So if you move outside of that service area, you have to change plans and get one that is offered in your service area. So you're exactly right. It's if you had something and you move, you have to change that, and you have to look into what your options are with where your address is with the Social Security Administration.
And don't assume that the prior coverage person, company, or whatever, are going to say if you unless you told them you're going to move, that they're going to automatically know that that you have moved to Louisiana and you were once in New York, right?
That's correct. You've got to make that move on your own. They're not going to move for you.
And maybe Social Security might get an update. I used to work for the program many, many years ago. The timeliness and data entry and changes is not as efficient as we want it to be. So
that's accurate. That's a very fair statement. And again, it's depending on the individual making that change.
Let's give our listeners a little bit of update about. First of all, I have more people that are definitely new in this program and they're under private insurance get so much confused about Medicare and Medicaid. A lot of them think, well, which one do I need to apply for? That sometimes gets my – so give a little explanation about the differences of those two particular programs.
Yeah, so let's kind of start with Medicare, right? So Medicare is a federal health insurance program for people ages 65 or older, and it's also available to younger people with certain disabilities or that have end-stage renal disease, which is really kind of the last stage of chronic kidney disease. So that's Medicare. It's really kind of age or for people with certain disabilities. Medicaid is more on income, right, and for folks with low income. And that's really the differentiator between the two. While they're both health insurance programs, the eligibility is very different. Medicare is available to groups that we just discussed, right, 65 and older, versus Medicaid, which is for people that have low income. And while Medicare is funded by the federal program, Medicaid is joint funded by federal and state programs. So each state in Louisiana sets its own benefits and eligibility requirements. And you know, they don't cover necessarily the same things. Medicaid might cover a little more than what you have on Medicare. So it's the two are very different, and it's determined based on age for Medicare, income for Medicaid.
And definitely on the Medicaid side, you got to get you got to file all the paperwork and necessary to get approved and be part of eligible for that particular program. Correct.
That's correct. And it's based on the federal, you know, poverty limits, and you've got to recertify annually every 12 months. If your income changes, you could be removed. And if it stays the same, you could stay on the program.
So let's talk a little bit about the Medicare and all the different parts. And this is getting, and you know, there's a lot of letters. And I think when somebody looks into it and they've never been involved with it, they might have been through their parents or grandparents. But let's go through the Medicare Part A.
Yeah. So Medicare Part A covers you when you're in the hospital or in a skilled nursing facility in that kind of environment. It also covers hospice care and some other health services. So if you or your spouse have paid Medicare taxes while you're working, and for not to get too technical here, but for 10 quarters or for 40 quarters or really kind of 10 years, as long as you've paid into the Medicare system, you won't have a monthly premium for Part A. You get that premium free once you turn 65 or you get that you know, the eligibility through a certain disability. But you may have a deductible or cost shares for certain services, like, for instance, you know, inpatient hospital stay. You have to meet a deductible before Part A of Medicare pays anything. So so Part A is really designed for inpatient kind of hospital care or skilled nursing. The next part is what we call Medicare Part B. And that's more for your medical insurance, kind of like your doctor's visits, receiving care kind of in an outpatient setting. So things like preventative care, you know, it covers your flu shots or your cancer screenings or, you know, some diagnostic tests, blood work and x-rays, those types of things. And Part B also covers durable medical equipment, so a wheelchair or a hospital bed. Things like that are covered by Medicare Part B. And you have to enroll in Medicare Part B to be eligible for Medicare Part B. And then you pay a monthly premium which is based on your income. So you're responsible for paying that premium to stay enrolled in Medicare Part B, and you're also responsible for deductibles and cost sharing. So together, kind of Part A and Part B are what we refer to, or what you may hear being referred to, as original Medicare. So that's administered by the federal government. You know, as long as you're enrolled in the plan and you continue to pay that premium for the Part B, then you're covered at any provider that accepts Medicare, really across the United States.
And the important thing, of course, in the Part B is you must enroll for that, right?
That's correct. You must enroll prior to your 65th birthday. And really, the key there is, so some folks are kind of auto-enrolled if they're receiving Social Security benefits before their 65th birthday. But if you're not receiving Social Security, you have to go into and apply for Medicare Part B. And again, that's when you want to start doing that, prior to your 65th birthday. You don't want to wait until your 65th birthday to do that. I would advise folks, you know, 6 months before their 65th birthday, to schedule an appointment and go into the Social Security office so that they can get that Part B started, you know, the month they turn 65, if that's what they choose.
Great advice. Okay, then we have the Part C, which is pretty new. It's been around a few years, but not that many years, right?
Yeah, it's been around for longer than you think. I mean, really, it's been around for 26 years now.
Oh, I didn't know it was
but
that long.
It's been a while. But Medicare Part C is what we call Medicare Advantage plans, and those it's another way to get your Medicare coverage. And these plans are offered by private health insurance companies that have a contract with Medicare. They have to follow all of the Medicare rules and cover all the service that would, you know, under what you would get under Parts A and Part B, you get that under Part C. It's an all-in-one plan. And again, People's Health is a Medicare Advantage Part C plan. So when you enroll in our plan, we are then responsible for taking care of all of your Medicare coverage. And then you get into Medicare Part D, and that's when you get into your prescription drug coverage, and it's not available through original Medicare. So if you want Part D, you must get it from a private company that offers standalone prescription drug plans. Or you can also get it from a Medicare Advantage plan, so a Part C plan that I just spoke about. Most of them do include Part D coverage as well. But so I know that can be a little bit confusing. So if you're on just A and B alone, you have to kind of enroll yourself into Part D to have prescription drug coverage. If you're on a Part C plan, most of the time it will include that Part D coverage in the plan. So it's kind of that all-in-one plan. So Part D plans generally cover the drugs that are most commonly prescribed to people with Medicare. And plans also cover most of the commercially available vaccines that aren't covered under the Part B side of Medicare. So I know I just said a lot, but that's kind of your A, B, C, and D in the easiest way that I can explain it to you.
Nick, that was a really great summary. But I think you need to emphasize that some people are automatically eligible. And I mean, you need to mention that again, because I think a lot of people don't understand that. They expect everybody's automatically eligible and they're automatically enrolled. But emphasize that again.
That is not the case. So, you know, if you take your Social Security at age 62 and you're enrolled in the Social Security system, then they know kind of as you're aging in and will generally enroll you in Medicare. But if you're not and you don't elect that until you're 65 or in some cases 67 now, right? I mean, not everybody is receiving their system. You have to go in and elect to be enrolled in Medicare. And if you don't, you can face penalties or, you know, face issues later on. So it is extremely important for folks to enroll when they're first eligible. And again, it's not, so, you know, 6 months before, 3 months before your 65th birthday, you should get a package in the mail. It should have your red, white, and blue Medicare card. And that's when you know you're enrolled in the Medicare system. That's the key. And you can make the decision whether or not you want to stay in the Medicare system, or you can defer it, you know, and handle it that way.
Well, let me mention one thing, and that was curious by one of my listeners and reader. He said that he, when he turned a few months before he turned 65, and he was not taking Social Security for some reason. I think he called or so he got a welcome package, and he thought it was a scam. He threw all the stuff away, and you need to caution everybody that it comes to the federal government. It's not certified mail return receipt, but it's not junk mail when they send you all
correct.
This enrollment information, because they're going to probably follow up and see why haven't you responded, because you do have to respond to some of that aspect.
That's correct, and I think the key thing is that red, white, and blue Medicare card that is in the packet, and it's got your name, the dates that you're eligible for it, and it will have your Medicare number on it. So to me, that's the key. If you see that red, white, and blue card, that's something to take care of and put in a safe place.
That is true. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Mr. Nick Carl, who is the Vice President of People's Health here in Louisiana, and he's discussing the Medicare health plans and why you should not wait to sign up for coverage under the Medicare program. So again, thank you, Nick, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Happy to be here.
So let's continue about discussions about the Medicare. Once you enroll, how are you covered by the plan? How do people know?
So, I mean, you apply when you're turning 65, right? And again, I talked a lot about this earlier in the segment, but it's what's called your initial enrollment period, right? And that's when it's the seven-month window that you can sign up for Medicare, and it's really determined by your birthday. So your initial period begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, and it ends the 3 months after your birth month. So for just as an example, if you turn 65 in July, your initial enrollment period would begin April 1st, and it would end October 31st. And if you sign up the month you turn 65, your coverage starts the first day of your birth month. If you sign up after your birth month, then your coverage starts the first day of the following month. So I know that can be a little bit confusing. So just like let's talk about an example from earlier. So if your birthday's in July, right? You're turning 65 in July. You turned it this month, and you sign up for Medicare in April, May, or June. Your coverage would begin July 1st. But if you sign up in July, your coverage would begin August 1st. But if you sign up in August, then your coverage would begin September 1st, and so on. So if you sign up before you turn 65, it starts the first day of the month you turn 65. Then if you sign up after that in those next 4 months, it starts the first of the next month. So I hope that answers your question.
Well, Nick, the other important thing, some of these individuals might be having private insurance or insurance through their company, and they retired, so they need to know when the effective date is to tell their prior insurance company, correct? Health insurer.
That's correct. That's correct. But if they're still working, they can defer their coverage as long as it's credible coverage and what's considered credible or what's offered by Medicare. And really your provider can tell you, or your HR department or, whoever your employer is should be able to tell you whether your medical coverage is what's considered credible. So again, if your initial enrollment period happens when you turn 65, but you decide not to retire, you can delay signing up for Medicare if you plan to keep working and have employer health coverage, or even if you have employer health coverage through a spouse that you don't want to pay a premium, an extra premium for, you can make that decision, but it must be what's considered credible And again, you won't pay a late enrollment penalty for signing up when you're first eligible if you do have credible coverage.
So the important thing is the individual needs to talk to his or her company or the spouse's employer benefits company to make sure that after 65, what's going to happen, correct?
That's correct. They've got to be able to tell you, and they should know that, whether your employer health plan is considered what's considered credible coverage by Medicare.
So when you sign up for Medicare, you have lots of options, correct, as we said?
You do. You have many options, right? You can stick with what you have with traditional Medicare or original Medicare, where you have your Parts A and your Part B, and then you decide whether you want that Part D coverage or the prescription drug coverage, or you can enroll in a Part C plan, or there's also, Medicare supplement plans that you can enroll in that would cover or supplement your cost responsibilities under original Medicare. So as I mentioned earlier, you have deductibles and coinsurance and things that you cover that you're responsible to pay for under original Medicare. A Medicare supplement plan would pay those costs on your behalf, but you pay a monthly premium to have that Medicare supplement plan.
So the scenario here is somebody signs up for original Medicare and has the Part A and Part B and then signs up for Part D. How long do they have to wait to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part C plan?
Yeah, so they should enroll once they get their Medicare card and they're enrolled in the Medicare system. They can enroll, again, prior to their 65th birthday. They can enroll the month before and be effective in that Part C plan if they choose that and have that effective the first day of the month they turn 65. Oh. If they choose to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. But again, if they choose to do it, they've got to do it in that initial enrollment window, that seven-month window. Otherwise, they would have to wait until the annual enrollment period, which is at the end of the year, October 15th to December 7th, to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan.
So to emphasize that to the listeners, there is no waiting period if you want to get an Advantage plan, if you do it early. But if you wait until the last minute to sign up, you're going to have to wait to the first opportunity that you can change coverage. So you might say the penalty, but the delay if you want to get on a Medicare HMO or Medicare Advantage plan, as they call it.
That's correct, and there's benefits to that, right? There's good, and a lot of extra benefits that may be offered under a Medicare Part C plan. But again, as you mentioned, a lot of those are HMO or PPOs where they've got a network of providers that you have to confirm that your providers are in. So it's very much an individual decision and something that people, again, I can't stress that enough, to kind of do their homework and what's important to them. They've got to make that decision based on that.
And explain to some of the extra benefits. A lot of people think that regular Medicare covers these, but what I know, they do not. So emphasize
those. Correct.
And
I think the main things that people hear a lot about, right, is routine eye exams and eyeglasses are covered by many Medicare Advantage plans, routine hearing exams and hearing aids. Most Medicare Advantage plans have a fitness benefit, so they can use a local fitness center or a club and have access to that. Many plans offer transportation to and from healthcare appointments for people that maybe don't have a car or don't have a way to get to their appointments. Some plans offer transportation. Some plans offer, monthly credits or quarterly credits to spend on over-the-counter items like, aspirins and Band-Aids or toothbrushes, those types of things. And there are even kind of some special needs plans that will offer you the ability to purchase healthy food and those types of things. So there's lots of extra benefits outside of just your traditional kind of healthcare coverage that you can receive through a Medicare Advantage plan that you would not get under original Medicare.
Well, I'm sure my listeners are saying, Gary, please tell him, ask him, is the Medicare Advantage plan more expensive than the original Medicare for regarding the premiums, et cetera, they have to pay on, they may have to pay?
No, not necessarily at all. I mean, there are many Medicare Advantage plans that don't have a premium, that are zero premium, that are, you know, you again, you have to have your continue to pay your Part B premium to Medicare, but you don't pay the health plan anything additional, right? And so every plan has kind of different costs and benefits, but your overall costs in a Medicare Advantage plan are often less than what you would pay on original Medicare. So the other key thing I'd like to point out is that Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost. So you have kind of a maximum out-of-pocket that you would pay on your Parts A and B coverage under Part C, where original Medicare has no ceiling on that yearly expense. So it's definitely reassuring to know that the maximum, there is a maximum you can pay. And after that, you're covered at 100% on a Medicare Advantage plan where you don't have that ceiling on original Medicare.
Okay, and so that's a major factor, the limit to your yearly out-of-pocket expenses. Well, I can see that it'd be a great benefit. So, again, when an individual is thinking, again, these extra benefits makes the you're talking about all the other added value items, the routine exams, et cetera. It seems like it would be more expensive, but as you're saying, it's not necessarily.
That's exactly right. The benefits, they provide extra value. There's no doubt about it, but they don't necessarily cost more, right? So let's just, for example, Louisiana, the average cost for a routine dental exam, including kind of your cleanings and x-rays, in average is at $221. So if you have original Medicare, which doesn't cover routine dental, you have to pay the entire $221 entirely out of your pocket. But if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan that includes routine dental, you won't have to pay that full amount, and you may not have to pay anything at all. Those savings kind of add up, especially with routine vision and hearing exams that aren't covered by original Medicare. And really, you come out with more money in your wallet, but also having that dental, that vision, that hearing service provided to you.
Oh, that is definitely an advantage of the name. So explain to our listeners again, there are some co-pays, and that keeps an individual, you're going to a specialist, right? Certain types, there's specialists that you need to go to from your primary care. He may refer you or she may refer you to somebody else, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You have co-pays on most Medicare Advantage plans, right? And by co-pay, it's a defined amount of money that you have to pay to receive that service. So it's not co-insurance or you know, where it's the plan pays 80% and the member pays 20%, or, you know, that's what we call co-insurance. Most of our plans, especially for doctor's visits, are co-pays. So, for example, a specialist co-pay in our plan that's offered kind of in Shreveport, our People's Health Choices Gold Plan, has a $30 specialist co-pay. So if you go to your specialist appointment at a network provider, you can plan and know that you're paying that $30 co-pay. Versus on original Medicare, you know, you would have to pay that 20% co-insurance, which means you pay 20% of the total cost. And different providers charge different amounts, and your cost may be different for every specialist you see. So it's hard to plan for that. It's hard to really kind of budget for what you would have to pay, and it differs by provider. Where in our plans, again, if you go see an in-network specialist, it's $30, and that's what you're going to pay to see that provider.
Wow. Okay. That's definitely a plus as well. What about, I'm sure some of my listeners are saying, yes, you have a network that hopefully my doctors are in. What happens if the plan doesn't have those physicians that you've been seeing for the past 5, 10, or 15 years?
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest decisions, and one of the biggest things for you to do your homework on is, yes, You know, we've got HMO plans that are, you know, in network coverage only. Now, on any Medicare Advantage plan, you are covered for emergency and urgent care anywhere in the country. So if you have an emergency and you go to the nearest hospital and you're covered, right? That's across the board. But after that, if you need routine care, you've got to check and make sure that provider is in your network. And we've got network directories online that you can go and check and look up your providers and make sure that they are in the network and they are covered. And then we also have PPO plans, which offer you lower cost share in network, but you do have the option to go outside of the network and maybe pay a little bit more to do that. So to me, that's one of the biggest decisions if you are enrolling in the Medicare Advantage plan, is to ensure that your providers that you want to see are in the network and that you'll still be able to see those providers.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tending Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is Mr. Nick Carl, who is Vice President of People's Health of Louisiana. He's discussing the various Medicare health plans and also giving you advice that you should not wait and to determine your coverage. Definitely beginning, you should begin at 64 to investigate and learn about the Medicare health plans, and as well as signing up as soon as you possibly can so you can get your coverage in a timely manner. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't want to wait. When when that clock hits your 64th birthday, that should be kind of a trigger for you to really start doing your due diligence and start looking into what your options are and start the process of getting enrolled. And again, you know, you might have to wait a little while before you can actually do certain things, but the more that you're educated and understand that timeline and where you are in that timeline, you don't want to wait until you turn 65 to start doing that. I can't stress that enough.
So, again, the emphasis this day is on Medicare health plans to save individuals money, increase coverage, get those extra benefits. So how do you determine the right coverage option when comparing your original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan or different Medicare Advantage plans? What should the individual consider?
Yeah, so there's several things to consider. And, again, it's an individual decision. So what is best for you may not be best for your spouse, or may not be best for what your mom had may not be best for what you need. So I would say the first thing to do is to check the cost, you know, review the plans, look at what their premiums are, if they have the deductibles, what their cost share is, whether it's coinsurance or copays, and then ask kind of what fits my budget. If you've got a large budget and you want to have more options to see more providers, then that may drive the decision. If your budget is a little tighter and it's not as important for a certain provider, those extra benefits may drive your decision. So to me, cost is probably the number one thing to consider when you're making your determination. Next, again, would be that plan's network. Are your doctors in it? If not, does the plan let you see out-of-network providers? And is that super important to you? And then after that, you kind of get into the coverage that's offered and make a list of the healthcare services that you get the most often and make sure they're covered and make sure they're covered at a cost that you can afford. And then I would say the next thing that really kind of helps people make that decision is those extra benefits we talked about. Does it cover those routine services for dental and vision and hearing? Does it include your Part D coverage? Are your prescriptions that you're taking currently covered and at a cost that you can afford? You know, and then you kind of, after evaluating all of that, you need to, you know, sit down and make the decision that is best for you.
Okay, well, those are some really good points. Going back to the planned network, is also the hospitals involved, the hospital networks involved would be another choice?
100%. So doctors and hospitals are either in the network or outside of the network. So when I talk about doctors, that definitely includes hospitals as well.
But you did mention that there are some Medicare Advantage plans that offer a PPO, preferred provider, that gives you a little bit more freedom of opportunity of going outside of the network, correct?
That's correct. PPO has both in-network and out-of-network coverage. But again, the cost would be lower if you see an in-network provider versus seeing someone outside of the network.
Okay. So the items about each plan's premiums, deductibles, and cost sharing, can that change from year to year?
It does change from year to year. And every year, so if you enroll when you first turn 65, every year the plan that you're on is required to send you an annual notice of change by October the 1st. And again, every year you have the option to change between October 15th and December 7th. So your plan has to tell you what is changing for that next calendar year so that you then can make the decision of what works best for you.
And the other point that, because I've heard of individuals this has happened to, they wanted to join a Medicare Advantage plan initially, but they failed to enroll in Part B. You must be enrolled in Part A and B, correct?
That's correct. You have to. So really, the rules for a Medicare Advantage plan is you have to be enrolled in A and B and live in the plan service area to be eligible for that plan. So again, that's kind of the three criteria for enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan.
And the other point that I know, this individual, he also he didn't do B, but he got a Part D plan. He doesn't have to have the Part D plan once he gets it a Medicare Advantage plan. Is that correct?
As long as that Part D is covered. So there are Medicare Advantage only plans out there that don't include Part D. But if you enroll in a Medicare, what we call them an MAPD plan, a Medicare Advantage plan that includes Part D, then you do not, and you're not allowed to have a separate Part D plan. That's correct.
And the other, I'm going to call it an unusual question. I know some people have those Medicare gap policies, and likewise, if they're changing over to a Medicare Advantage plan, they don't need to keep paying the premium to the Medicare gap policy, correct?
That's correct. So if you're on a Medicare supplement plan and you make the decision to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, you have to cancel that supplement or Medigap plan that you're on. You can't have both. You can't. It won't pay. The Medigap plan will no longer be responsible for paying things. So you should 100% call and cancel it for whatever date that you're effective for on that Medicare Advantage plan.
Do the Medicare gap plans know that this person now is part of a Medicare Advantage plan, hopefully?
They don't. So that's why you have to tell them and you have to call and cancel that.
That's an important bit of advice right there. You would think they would automatically know, but no. But I'm sure there's some people keep paying the premiums for a while and they should not have to do that as well.
So that's correct, and they should not do that. Again, that's super important to go in and call and cancel that Medigap.
So again, we were talking about Medicare gap plans. There are many of them, lots of different choices within a state, within a county, within a parish, within our state. I think we publish the latest listing in our Silver Pages each and every year, and it changes every year. But again, they're all rates. Most of them don't have any extra services as well. So you got to do some research if you want to continue the original Medicare and Part A and Part B, and then get a Medigap policy. You need to do more investigations as well. Correct?
Yeah, and again, in Louisiana, we have 10 standard Medigap plans that people can choose from. And, you know, they're A, B, C, D kind of go on, right? Or not D, because Part D, I don't want to confuse your listeners. But there are 10 standard plans. So no matter what company you enroll with, the benefits of that plan are the same on a Medigap plan, right? All of them offer the same basic benefits no matter which insurance company you enroll in. But keep in mind that plans with the same letter can still have different costs.
And that's what was a shocking revelation.
That's right for you.
That was a shocking revelation to many people out there, that the difference in even though the coverage and are identical, totally identical, but that's depending on the company as well. So we only got about a minute left. So what can you give our listeners a last minute advice here?
Yeah. So to me, and I've said this many times already, is that don't wait. Kind of take a look at what. Don't wait until you turn 65. You know, start asking questions. Start exploring your options. Start early and use as many resources that are at your disposal to prepare for this kind of new stage of your life. And People's Health could be a great option for you, and I would encourage you to take a look at our plans and what we have to offer. And you can do so at our website at peopleshealth.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-978-9765, and we can answer your questions. We can set up an appointment for you to meet with a licensed representative to take a look at your plan offerings. But again, the key and the thing that I just want to make sure is heard loud and clear is just not to wait, to start doing your homework and start looking at what those options are for you.
Because when people wait, they procrastinate. It gets their anxiety level up. Plus, they're not going to be making the right choices, right? And that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's risk that you may have to pay more if you don't meet certain deadlines. So there are penalties that if you don't enroll in certain parts of the Medicare program by that timeline, you could pay a higher out-of-pocket cost. So, again, just make a note on your calendar when you turn 65 to kind of start doing your due diligence and start.
And when you turn 64, even at 64.
That's correct, at 64.
Yeah, it's even better. Give you at least a few months, and you can procrastinate a little bit when you start at 64, and you have 12 months to go before you're in the plan. So thank you, Nick, for joining us today. You're quite educational. I learned a lot of new things as well, and I appreciate you coming on our show to educate us. And as he said, you can visit their website, peopleshealth.com, or you can give them a call at 1-800-978-9765. Again, 1-800-978-9765. Thank you, Nick, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone, don't forget to pick up your personal copy of the Best of Times in one of our 270 locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.